This is Fred Film Radio. I am Francesco Belais from Touring Gay and Lesbian Film Festival 2016 with Neil Armfield, director of Holding the Man in the feature film competition here in Turin. Hi.
Hi, Francesco.
So, the first question for you, can you please explain the meaning of the title? It's something connected with rugby, with sport.
Yeah, right? Not with rugby, with Australian rules football, okay. Or AFL. And it's a penalty. It's a penalty movement. If you're caught holding the man, it means that you're grabbing someone and stopping them from getting the ball. But it has a nice metaphorical kind of connection to. We're standing outside the toilet at the top of the Massimo Cinema, which is kind of a cool place to be. But holding the man is this penalty action of for which, you know, if you stop someone from catching the ball in AFL in Australian rules, you then it gets declared as a holding the man. It means the other team gets a free kick. Tim Conagrave was going to call his book another title, which was Gravity and the Attraction of Heavenly Bodies, or Holding the Man. And all of his friends said, no, call it Holding the Man.
Okay. The film is based on a true story, mm-hmm. and the autobiographic novel of Tim Conagrave.
Yeah.
Were you his friend, right?
No, I knew him a little. I was a director, just starting my career as a theatre director when Tim came out of drama school. And I knew we have many friends in common, and I auditioned him once for a play, but I didn't cast him. And I feel I became friends with him by making his story.
So, your film, it's a dramatic love story that defines a generation coming out, the family, LGBT rights, AIDS. So, tell something about this topic.
Well, Tim himself became very political after he was always, there's a moment in the story where at school, the headmaster, the priest, sort of says to Tim that he should choose his battles, that not everything has to be political, and for Tim everything did have to be political. And after he became an actor, he then joined, it was just at the time that AIDS was breaking out all over the world, and in Sydney particularly, where Tim was, there was an extremely good campaign supported by the government, which ended up being famous around the world. It was called the Sydney Solution, and it was all forms of government, local and federal, that grouped together and began this great advertising campaign, the Grim Reaper campaign, which was extremely successful in making a kind of a consciousness of AIDS which wasn't homophobic. And Tim worked with young gay sex workers particularly, and troubled youth, and was, you know, that he saw that as his important work. But his very important work was really writing this book, which has been such an important book to generations of young gay people in Australia.
Yes, but the new generations of young gay people, it's incredible, but they are very, the AIDS is very far from them. It seems a problem of the past,
Well, HIV is still very much present in the world, and in the third world, there are many millions of people who are going to die of AIDS. It's only in the first world where medicines have really solved the problem. But I think it's very important to remember that one generation ago these people were fighting a battle and had this terrible disaster that just after the sexual the revolution of the 70s, there was this kind of catastrophe that arrived. And I think obviously it's important to remember this recent history and to know that we are today on the shoulders of those before us, and that you know, that many people died. A whole generation was lost, really.
We are in Italy now, and in your film there are connection with Italy in the film about the family of John. They are Italian, and Romeo and Juliet at the beginning of
Romeo and Juliet, of course, remains a kind of a framework for the whole story. And John Calio's family were from Salina.
Yeah, Sicily, right?
Yeah, the Aeolian Islands. Mm-hmm. And so it formed this kind of perfect beginning and end to be in Lipari, where Tim went and wrote. His book finishes with a letter to John from Lipari. Mm-hmm. It's a year after John has died when he is there, and it's a beautiful finish to the book. It was very, it gave the film a focus to end there. Mm-hmm. Also,
I read on magazine that the actor who plays the role of Tim is straight, and the actor who played the role of John is gay, and they became very close friends.
Yeah.
Work hand in hand.
Who knows about sexuality? Who knows if, it's a fluid thing these days. But I think that's their current preference. Yeah. So when we were rehearsing the film, they became very close, and they used to walk around Melbourne and holding hands. And that, and for Ryan, who was playing Tim, that was very much a revelation, because, he would go into shops and have his arm around a man, and it was really good for him to experience.
Because he's an actor, very popular.
He is. That's right. He's had a long career already in television, because he started as a child. Yeah.
Okay, so going back to Italy, the image of the Leo family, they are very homophobic, and now in Italy we have a discussion for a new law for the gay rights. So what do you think about the LGBT rights here in Italy?
Yeah, it seems to be a very strong and an important movement breaking out of this Catholic past. I wouldn't say the Calio family is very homophobic, though. John's mother wrote to me before we started the film and said that she believed that John was put on this earth to show people that they had to be true to themselves. And, I think that was a long journey for her to come. In the 1970s, for ordinary particularly religious families, but ordinary families, they just had no idea what this thing was of being gay or being homosexual. And it took, it's taken, generations to get people to the understanding that everyone is just, people, and what is important is love.
Did you have a feedback from the Mr. Calleo, the father of John Calleo?
No, not since the film. Some of John's cousins came to see the film. I know that Mr. and Mrs. Calleo have not seen it, and have said they're just trying to live their life. And Mr. Calleo was concerned that he not be depicted badly in the film, I think, or stupidly. He pointed out that he was tertiary educated, that he'd been to university. I think it's very difficult to know that there is something out there which has your name, not even a version, a fictional version, but is taking your name. And I think that was a great responsibility for us in making the film, to understand that everything that happens in the film happens out of love.
What about the film, the reaction of the audience in Australia and all over the world?
It's been fantastic. Mm-hmm. People tend to cry a lot in this mm-hmm. film. We opened about a year ago in Australia in the Sydney Film Festival, and then we had a commercial release which was very strong and very long, actually, in Australian cinemas. And it's just now starting to appear all over the world. It was announced last night that it has an international deal with Netflix as well. So, it's getting out there. It's a really important story, I think, for young people and families, particularly families of gay people, but anyone, really.
Thanks to Neil Armfield. This is Francesco Belais from Touring Gay and Lesbian Film Festival 2016 for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.